Welcome to episode 5 of Friday Night Hockey.
In today's episode, we discuss the whole Tom Wilson situation and make our own all-star teams. And lucky for the listeners, had multiple questions of the day. Now here's a quick word from our sponsors.
Welcome back to episode 5 of Friday Night Hockey. sorry about that. Today we are talking a lot, to be honest with you. Andrew wanted to do all-star teams, so we did that. He thinks his team's better than mine. It's not.
All of my teams.
It's really not. But we're besides the point. We also got to talk about that Rangers and Capitals game that happened last night.
Oh my God.
There were like a million penalties. What was it? Like, how many did Rangers have?
We could jump into that. So
let's just talk about that right now.
So before we get to the game last night, we have to obviously talk, you know, everyone's talking about the whole Tom Wilson thing.
Oh, gosh.
With Panarin and Buchnevich the previous game. And it starts with, you know, just kind of a battle in front of the net with Wilson and Buchnevich. And, you know, I used to, you know, not totally mind Wilson. Like, I knew he was kind of dirty. But I was like, you know, he plays on that edge. Like, he's a tough player. He hits, but he's also skilled. He's kind of an old school guy. And with this battle in front of the net, you can find the video anywhere now. He basically gets his stick over Buchnevich's head and slams his face into the ground.
Yeah.
To me, that was the suspendable action. That's not okay. You're not looking out for anyone's safety. That's not benefiting your team.
It was basically a scumbag move. Let's be
real
here.
And you're not winning the battle because it brought him down too.
Yeah.
So it's serving no purpose. So a scrum ensues. It was relatively normal. Panarin tries to stand up for Buchnevich and goes after Wilson. Wilson, being like almost double Panarin's size, kind of ragdolls him.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, I thought the Wilson Panarin part was there. I didn't really see anything.
I didn't think it was as bad as the other part.
But I don't think that's what people have a problem with.
Yeah.
Like he kind of throws some punches at his head, like once he was down already. But like, I get that Panarin got hurt, but it wasn't that. I mean, it was a guy that was bigger than him. Like Panarin probably wasn't the guy that. Your team's best player shouldn't have to stand up for anyone.
Yeah.
That's not right. I just gotta briefly touch on that. And yeah, Buchnevich, I think that was the bad part.
Mm-hmm.
That was easily suspendable. And then we see, I think it was Gostisbehere the next day, get suspended for cross-checking somebody after they scored a goal.
Yeah, that was soft.
Yeah.
Very soft.
I'm an Avalanche fan, I'm bringing this up. Makar ran Evander Kane into the boards after he scored like two nights before this.
Yeah. I mean, let me tell
Makar didn't even get a fine for that.
Yeah.
That was like,
I got a funny story. So when I, what's it called? This happened the other day. I scored one of the goals like in front of the net, and the other team's defense comes over and just cross checks me right into their goalie, and I'm on top of their goalie. Their goalie gets up and starts throwing hands at me, and then our whole line just starts throwing hands. So, I mean, that stuff happens so much. Like, D come in, like, way after the play and just lay you out, so.
I mean, granted, Makar on his had kind of been riding Kane already. Like, he was already pushing him and just kind of followed through and finished him into the boards.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Gostisbehere came by and cross-checked the guy. But still, I think they're similar enough. Like,
yeah.
And, of course, for them to make that suspension, the minute I saw like a suspend him or not on Instagram, I was like, oh boy, you can't suspend. If you're fining Tom Wilson, that guy should be getting like fined like a penny.
Yeah, I know, for real.
So then obviously they play again last night, the Rangers and Capitals. The Capitals pull out a dub, and the good news from that, Oshie
scored a hat trick, which was pretty good.
Yeah.
Especially after his dad died and stuff. So
that was cool. Mm-hmm. But kind of what overshadowed that moment was The 85 penalty minutes
for the Rangers and 56 for the Capitals. So basically, they were on. They could have been on the power play the entire game.
But a lot of them were out.
Yeah, they were offsetting. So, I think. So Rangers had two power plays and the Capitals had seven. So.
It is kind of a lot of penalties.
But nine power plays is a lot.
I'm saying seven like regular penalties, not fighting.
Yeah.
And the amount of misconducts. I don't know if guys got booted, but
I'm sure they did.
Like there are so many misconducts. And Wilson got hurt, which you don't wish that on anyone except maybe Tom Wilson.
It's kind of funny, honestly.
Yeah, that he gets hurt after smashing Buchnevich.
It's kind of funny.
I don't know if you saw Buchnevich wanted to get back at him, but Wilson wasn't out there on the ice, so he went after Anthony Mantha and put a stick right into Mantha's face, like with a cross check.
Ow.
Yeah. So that was how that went. That's kind of been hockey news as of late.
Let's see. Is there anything else really interesting? I feel like that's the most interesting thing.
That's kind of been the biggest piece of news.
Yeah. Let's see. One, two, only three more spots to go until playoffs are set. Right now, I think it's pretty much done, though. I think these teams have it all.
I mean, it's getting close. There's a couple that could come down to the wire, like St. Louis and Arizona. I know that's a
6-point differential.
It's a 6-point gap, but I mean.
And then Montreal, Calgary. That's a 10-point gap.
Well, let's see who Arizona has.
Nashville and Dallas are the close ones, I think, in my opinion. That's only a 4-point.
So Arizona might be mathematically eliminated because they're out.
Arizona, yeah, because they got more games.
So St. Louis technically hasn't clinched yet, but they're in. Because Arizona only has two games.
Yeah, and I think Dallas is the only team that has a chance right now.
Well, let's see.
To pull it out.
Montreal and Calgary. 10-point gap.
Yeah, yeah, that's
so
nothing.
Montreal's got that last spot, mm-hmm. which is going to be an interesting battle. Dallas. Could get in, but I think Nashville's probably going to seal that.
But Dallas has 53. Nashville 56. Has 54. No, for games.
Oh.
So, they could do it.
Well, let's see who Nashville has coming up to play against. Nashville has two games left against Carolina.
So, those could be both losses.
But they've handled Carolina pretty well this year.
And who's Dallas play?
Let's see. This will be...
Because that's really the deciding factor.
Dallas has two against Chicago, one against Tampa.
Dude.
Wait.
They could have this in the bag, man.
They're not beating Tampa, if I'm being honest. I don't think they'll beat Tampa. But
that's okay, then Nashville isn't going to beat Carolina.
Then Nashville really needs to win their two games because
that's exactly.
If they win their two games, I think they're in. So,
yeah. They are.
Yeah, that's it kind of for the playoffs, and that if you didn't know the clinch teams in the Central, it's Florida, Tampa, and Carolina.
Very strong teams.
The East is done. It's the Islanders, Bruins, Penguins, and Capitals.
Not really a surprise.
Scotia North, Toronto, Edmonton, Winnipeg, and...
Basically Montreal. Yeah. It's not really...
Montreal's up 10 points on Calgary. Then in the West, it's Vegas, Colorado, Minnesota, and it's looking like St. Louis.
Yeah.
For playoffs. It's
interesting.
Yeah. And my Avs dropped the ball on the sweep against the Sharks, so now we're probably going to have to play Minnesota in the first round, which totally sucks.
Yeah, that does. Let's hope they get knocked out first round.
No. I'd almost rather them play Minnesota than St. Louis, because St. Louis is like built for playoff hockey. So I'd rather let them tire down Vegas and...
Yeah, fair enough. I'll give you that. Because
when Colorado's rolling, which they tend to do in the playoffs, I think they can steamroll Minnesota. So
True that. All right, so let's get into, I guess, our All-Star teams. You want to do that?
Yeah, so let's start with the West here.
You go first for the West.
All right, so...
Start with 10Ds and work your way up to forwards. All right,
so I think we have the same goalies. Grubauer and Fleury.
Dude, you were looking at my list, man, I swear.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I have Grubauer and Fleury as well.
I think they've just been far and away the best goalies. Like, you could, there could be an argument for Minnesota's goalies with Talbot and Kakinen.
No.
But I don't think it comes close. No. And Arizona, Kemper would be in the conversation if he stayed healthy, I think. But, and Gibson on Anaheim, obviously, he's kind of stuck on a terrible team, but he's good. They're both Vezina candidates, in my opinion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then for defense, I went with Kale McCarr. I obviously think he's the best defenseman in the NHL. Although, the first two Sharks goals last night were entirely his fault. So
best defenseman, eh?
You know, I'm just kidding. Everyone has their games. Then, and something I held accountable here for all my defensemen is good at their job. And I'm one of the people who think the Norris has become best offensive defenseman, and that's not what it's about. It's best defenseman. And that's why it's kind of defaulted to Victor Hedman, because he's so dominant at both.
Yeah.
But all of the guys that I picked are not just good offensively, they're good defensively. So Shea Theodore, I think, is one of the best two-way defensemen in the league, and he doesn't get enough recognition.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jacob Chychrun is also good defensively and has been scoring goals like a madman lately. So those are my three defensemen.
All right, so I had two of your three. I had Makar and Theodore, obviously. And then I had Drew Doughty, because it's Drew Doughty.
He leaves the league in time.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm going to be real with you. I kind of chose my defensemen on if they can put the puck in the net. So, I mean, you got to, especially for the All-Star game, they got to put the puck in the net. So, I really don't feel like defense is that big of a deal. So, yeah.
Then for forwards, I think McKinnon and Rantanen are shoo-ins, as well as Mark Stone.
Yeah, easily.
Mark Stone's the best two-way forward in the league.
Yeah.
And Rantanen, everyone says it's just because of McKinnon. But I don't know if you guys noticed, but this year when McKinnon was out, the team was still winning. And when Rantanen was out, they were 0-3 most recently.
Wow.
So they need his goal scoring. And I think together, I mean, I think they're the best duo in the league.
McDavid and Draisaitl?
Yeah. Question? Yeah, that's up there. Mm-hmm. It's a good conversation, but that's for another time. Then Mark Stone, the guy is slow, but for whatever reason, he gets open and he scores. And then he makes all these unbelievable defensive plays, too. Anze Kopitar, he had his 1,000th point last night.
Kopitar!
And he's kind of had a resurgent season, so I think that needed to be rewarded. He's still a really good forward in this league.
Yes.
He's a big center.
Yes, he is.
And then another guy who just won't go away, he just won't be bad, is David Perron from the Blues. I think it was him or O'Reilly for this spot, and I don't know, for me, just Perron. The way that he keeps playing, and every time he plays the Avalanche, he has, like, 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
And then, lastly, Kirill Kaprizov. I think he's running away with the Calder at this point. And, yeah, he's one of the best in the West right now.
Interesting. For me, I had McKinnon, Rantanen, and Stone, obviously. I mean, come on. And then my last three are Pacioretty, O'Reilly, and Landeskog. I mean, I don't really think I need to explain any of those. Those are all pretty solid picks, in my opinion. So,
all right. That's fair.
It's my pretty much go-tos there.
All right, so now I'll go to the East.
Yes.
I have a couple controversial picks in this division. This is probably my most controversial division. So, in that, Varlamov leads the league in shutouts, although I think that's a team stat.
Yeah.
You don't get a shutout on your own most of the time. And then Linus Ullmark. So, Sabres absolutely sucked this year. However, they weren't that bad when Ullmark was healthy. He was just hurt so often. He was the missing piece. When he was healthy, they were winning, and when he wasn't, they weren't winning. Those are my East goaltenders.
All right, I got Vanacek. I mean, He's pretty nasty this year. Let's be real here.
He's been solid.
Yeah, and I got Varlamov because I personally, in my opinion, I think he's a strong goalie. So that's who I got.
No doubt, no doubt. We both have him. Then for defense in the East, John Carlson, again, puts the puck in the net, gets assists, but also is strong defensively. Adam Fox is not better than Cale Makar, so no, shut up. And he is one of the league leaders in points this year for defensemen. And he's also a penalty killer. He's a power play guy, so he can do it all. Cale Makar's point per game defenseman. He just, you know, had some injuries in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Charlie McAvoy, another guy, just does it at both ends of the ice really well. So that rounds out my East defenseman.
Alrighty. For me, I got Carlson. No-brainer there. Fox and Letang. Letang, I'm telling you, I mean, he is a top defenseman, let's be real. I mean, some people kind of argue, like, there's some better. But honestly, in my opinion, I've been a Letang fan since day one. He always puts the puck in the net, and he's a great offensive defenseman, so.
I think he's up there leading the league in points.
He is. He's close. He is. So, I think I'm definitely going to choose him, obviously. So.
All right, so East forwards, there's these two guys will be in the All-Star game to the day they die, Crosby and Ovechkin.
Oh, yeah.
They don't need an explanation. Matthew Barzal, I don't think he gets enough credit for what he does.
Yeah, I don't have him, so definitely.
Yeah, I mean, he is the motor that runs the Islanders, in my opinion. He runs their offense. Everything's around him.
He's, what they have as an offense.
He's the guy that when you play the Islanders, you have to go, okay, they're going to choke us out defensively, and then we have to shut down Matthew Barzal, which is no easy task. Then Artemi Panarin. I know he just got hurt, but over the course of this year, he was a stud. David Pastrnak, goal scorer.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about Pasta. I totally forgot about him.
Barbie girl.
I can't believe I forgot about Pasta. What is my problem today?
So Jeez. He's a goal scoring machine. And then this is my controversial pick. I don't have anyone from the Devils. I have one guy from the neither. Bruins, and I have two guys from the Sabres.
Sam Reinhart. Interesting.
I've been a Sam fan.
Sam fan. Ooh.
Ever since he was drafted in NHL and all my GM modes, I boosted him up, made him the best player on my team. My boy Sam, as I call him. He and Omar were the only bright spots in Buffalo this year. And Sam Reinhart became a first-line player in this league this year and really carried that team. He was their offense for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it generated from him, so I think he deserves some credit for that.
Yes. I mean, it's kind of, I'm 50-50 on that choice. I kind of agree, but then I kind of like, I feel like there's some better cuts.
I also feel like we didn't do the representation from every team.
No, we
rule,
didn't.
Which is
yeah.
a rule in real life, which I think is really dumb, because if a team sucks and there's nobody good, they shouldn't be there.
Yeah, well, it's the NHL. Every team's going to have at least one good player, whether they're good or not.
And I feel like if you're looking at Buffalo, Omar and Reinhart are the two guys that would have gone this year.
Not Eichel?
Eichel was hurt all year.
No, that's right, But he's still, but if let's...
If Eichel is healthy...
If we pretend he was healthy all year.
Come on. Maybe. I don't know. He started the year with like 30 points and like it was like 2 goals and 28 assists or something. It was tough.
It's still good though. I mean, 28 assists. He's making plays.
I don't know. I got a tough year.
I guess. All right. For mine, obviously I have Crosby and Ovechkin, but I chose Crosby. Well, I didn't choose Crosby because of this. I chose Gensel because of this, because Gensel and Crosby are like nasty together.
They're dynamite.
They are pretty nasty together. I got Brad Marchand because it's freaking Brad Marchand. I mean, come on. And then I got Panarin. He's obviously, even though he's hurt right now, he's the man. It's Panarin. And then I got Nick Backstrom. I've been a Backstrom fan for a while. Even though he plays on the Caps, I still think he's a good player.
That's good enough credit.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it. Nothing really much to explain there.
Backstrom would be a guy I would consider taking. Not over anyone I pick necessarily. Maybe Sam Reinhart, but
yeah, you're rethinking your choices, huh?
No, I like my choice of Sam Reinhart. In fact, I think the East is one of my strongest teams. But yeah, now we go to the Central. Goalies, do you want to start the last two off?
Oh, I will start my goalies off. Okay, I got Vasilevskiy, obviously, no brainer. And I got Malcolm Subban. Now, I know what you guys are thinking. Dude, you know, Malcolm Subban, he's not even starting on the Hawks. He's just an ECHL goalie. He's not good. No.
Because he is.
No, it's not. Here's the thing. You put Malcolm Subban at net for an all-star game, he's going to be like, I'm an all-star player. He's going to play up to that potential. He gets a shutout. Every single game. I'm not playing with you. You think I'm joking? He is nasty.
So, if you were picking two actual goalies for the All-Star game of another goalie who actually performed at an All-Star level this year, anyone else?
Vasilevskiy and Subban. I'm telling you. If you put... Subban is not bad, in my opinion. I think if you give him that respect and credit and you boost up his ego a little bit, he will play to it.
I don't think you should need that to play.
But I'm saying I think that's what he needs. Well, I think he's pretty nasty.
So, this... You're entitled to your opinion. This is your team. Yeah. I think Subban's one of the worst goalies in the NHL.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
I'll have you know. All right.
My team will beat yours. So.
So my goalies. I did not go with Vasilevskiy. I think he's good. I also think he's kind of a product of a good team as well.
I think Vasilevskiy's nasty.
With Elvis Merzlikins and Kevin Lankinen. Elvis, his save percentage, I'm pretty sure, is above .910. And he's on arguably the worst team in the league.
Excuses.
They can't score.
You better.
Columbus at all. And Elvis has really given. He's kept him in almost every game he's played. And then my other choice, Kevin Lankinen. He had a rough stretch here for a little bit, but I still think he at least should be nominated for the Calder. I know he's not going to win it, but I think he's probably top five, maybe top three. In his overall season, because there were a lot of games he won for the Hawks.
I suppose. You know, it's like you said, we're all entitled to our opinions. I'm not going to judge.
A lot more games than Malcolm Subban did.
Well,
I'm pretty sure I would have taken Delia over Subban.
Hey, like I said, don't hate. I think he's a strong goalie. All
right.
So, all right, my central defenseman, I got Hedman, Hamilton, and Uyghur. I mean, I personally, in my opinion, I know there's a little bit of controversy on a couple of them, but I think they're pretty strong. They get the puck in the net. They got good points, so that's kind of my philosophy there. I don't really have much to say about them. What about you? What do you got?
I deviated a little bit other than Hedman. I also have Hedman.
Yeah.
Hedman's top two defensemen.
He is. Yeah, definitely. So
possibly number one for some people, but, you know. Then, so I took Roman Josi.
I'm going to be real with you. I'm not going to argue with that. I think that's a good choice. I think he's a good player.
So I feel like he's kind of like how I was saying Barzal's the engine of the Islanders.
Yeah.
Roman Josi is Nashville's offense. They score when he's on the ice.
It's more like he gets everything set up for them.
He's their guy.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree with that.
Part of this sucks because Nashville made a lot of good moves, and like Duchesne just isn't playing hockey.
Yeah, that's another problem.
Like they if all of their guys were playing to their potential, Philip Forsberg, like, they'd be so good. Just something's not clicking.
Yeah.
But Roman Josi every year is like talked about as, oh, he's a great leader. He puts up points. He's strong defensively.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think he's just, he's not as good as Hedman, but he's like a very similar kind of build in a way. Like,
yeah, you know, I agree with you. I think he's a good player. I don't know if he's at Hedman skill level just yet, but I think he is a strong player, especially for Nashville right now. He's really helping them out a lot. So
yeah. And then this last one was a battle between Hurricanes. I knew Dougie Hamilton, a lot of people would take him.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy who I feel like kind of lives in his shadow but is just as good as him is Jacob Slavin. Slavin is so good.
Slavin's good too. I can't argue with any of those. Those are pretty good picks.
I think that was That was a good division because we both had different picks, but they're all like good. So now we got central forwards.
All right, I will start off. I got DeBrincat Kane. I've always liked DeBrincat. I think he's always been a good player ever since he got into Chicago. Regardless of, how Chicago is doing now. I also have Sebastian Aho. I mean, Andrew chirped me a lot for this guy, but personally, I think he's a great player, in my opinion, for the Hurricanes as well. I think he does well.
No, I chirped because you thought he was in the Northern Division.
You chirped me because I picked him too. Don't lie.
No, you thought he was in the North. I think he's good. Not on my team, but you thought he was in the North.
That's, nah. See, he's hating. He's hating. What were we going to say?
Nothing.
No, say it. I want to hear it.
I'm enjoying hearing your explanation.
I want to hear what you're going to ask.
You even know where he's from?
What do you mean?
Where Sebastian Aho is from.
Like where he's actually from?
Yes.
Isn't it Canada? Oh, boy. Never mind. Let's pretend that didn't happen. Who else do I have?
Canadian Aho.
I thought he's... Am I crazy? Where is he from?
Finland.
Oh. Man. That was way off. Ooh.
Yeah, he's Canadian in the Canadian Division. Sebastian Aho, everyone.
Okay, like, here's the problem. Here's the problem. Wait. Sebastian Aho plays for... Wait, he's not in the... I'm so lost right now. Wait, what?
You
thought
he was in the Canadian division when you were making your team.
I didn't... Oh, no, I didn't. I know he played for the Hurricanes, man. I'm not that
I don't
dumb.
Know about that.
Oh, my gosh. Dude. All right. You know what? We're just going to pretend that didn't happen.
Yeah,
who else do I have? Oh, Barkov. I think he's pretty good. Pavelski. What? What was that?
I said Barkov's pretty good.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
I think your Pavelski pick's a little
No, Joe Pavelski. He's a strong player,
What
man.
Did you say? 46 points in 53 games?
Yeah.
People forgot about him.
Yes.
He's having a good year.
He is having a good year. Yeah.
I hate him.
22 goals, 24 assists, 46 points.
I don't like Pavelski because I think he's gotten a lot of luck over the years. The Vegas thing. And then against Colorado, he always scores. And I don't know.
It's not luck, man. It's skill. I'm telling you.
I don't like Pavelski.
I think I said everyone, right? Huberto. Oh, Huberto. I forget how to even say his name.
Huberto.
Yeah, Huberto. Thank you. Yeah, I also have him, too. So.
So our list for this division is pretty similar.
No, is it?
Barkov and Huberto.
Yep.
Kane and DeBrincat.
Yep.
I think DeBrincat was probably on pace for 40 goals in a normal year.
Yeah.
Like, unreal.
He is good.
Huberto doesn't get talked about a ton, but he's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is where I made some different decisions. You went with Pavelski and Aho.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of forgot about Aho, to be honest.
Yeah, you did. Oh, but you remember he's from Finland, though.
Well, and there's some other good forwards on the Hurricanes that... Probably could have been in this conversation. I felt like representing some other teams. I went with Robertson, the rookie. A little bit of recency bias, I think.
Yeah.
But he's... I mean, really, all year, I feel like he was pretty decent. Like, he wasn't ineffective at any point. And when he's been in, he's been good. And then this is my total off-the-board pick.
Yeah.
Jacob Vrana on the Red Wings. Ever since... Once he got traded there, he has a hat trick. I think he had a 4-goal game. He's just been good. Like, he's been scoring. I feel like every time I look at a Red Wings game, he's on the score sheet. So, gave him a little love. Detroit sucks. So
I don't know if I can really agree with that one. But, you know, okay, that's fine. That's fine. We all have our picks. All right, let's move to the North. Goalies, I got Cambo and Gustafsson. I mean... I feel like the North goalies aren't really that good.
I like the Gustafsson pick. I just think I would have given him more games.
Yeah.
If he hasn't played that many, but...
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I think he and that other guy they've got, the big guy, I can never remember his name. Not Murray, it's...
Oh, I forgot about Murray. I keep forgetting Murray's.
Well, Murray's...
Not at Pittsburgh anymore. It's been a while. Jeez.
Murray's tough. But I think Gustafsson's their future. starter there. So I think I liked your pick. I think it's a little early, but
yeah, you know.
And then Campbell, yeah, the run he's been on is phenomenal.
Yeah, he's been doing pretty well. So
then I went with Thatcher Demko, who earlier in the year
that's a fair
was
enough
a
pick.
Was a Vezina candidate.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
And he's been strong all year.
Yeah,
COVID
he's mm-hmm.
and whatever, but he's been good all year. And then Mike Smith.
I knew you were going to go with Mike Smith. Oh, my God.
Mike Smith just won't be bad.
I'm sorry. I can't say. I don't think he's a good goalie at all. I do not like him at all. No hate, but, like, I just do not think he's good.
You just hate it.
I just don't think he's good, man.
I think he's a bit of an actor. Not a fan of that. But I will say his puck playing is awesome to watch, even though he gets burned quite a bit. But he also plays the puck more than anyone else.
I cannot match with him.
He plays on the goal line, but it works for him, and this year he's been really good. So it is about this year, not their careers.
True. That's fair enough. All right. For defenseman, I got first off, Hughes. I think I've always been a Hughes fan. I think he does really well on defense and makes really good plays, puts the puck in the net.
Doesn't surprise me you picked him because
yeah.
you're going off of offense.
Yeah, he's good. I got Petrie. I think I've also thought Petrie was pretty good, and Barry, him too. I think they all three are pretty strong. So
I also Petrie and Barry. Barry's kind of had a resurgence here.
He has, but I still feel like he's strong.
Yeah. I mean, he struggled a little with the Leafs, but then yeah, Jeff Petrie. Some people had him in a Norris position early on.
Mm-hmm.
He's slowed down a little, but he's another guy very strong at both ends for me.
Yeah.
And then I did not pick Hughes because I look at the defensive side and I feel like he's not that great defensively.
He's more of an offense.
Like, he relies on having a Chris Tanev or someone with him to play defense when he's out there. So I went with Thomas Chabot from Ottawa. Another guy.
He's second
ice time for defenseman in the league, and he's a horse.
He's a horse.
He replaced Eric Carlson to me. Not quite what Eric Carlson
that's
was.
I feel like that's a little bit of a stretch, but I can see where you're going with it. Yeah,
like he's an ace defenseman.
Yeah. All right, and then lastly, we got the North forwards. I'm sure everyone can guess who we're picking for our first four. Well, I think we had the same.
I didn't pick them as my first four. Two of them were in my final three.
So. Ooh, okay. So obviously, McDavid and Drysdale for me, not even a question. But I think that I want to argue it's the best duo in the league. Then I got Matthews and Marner. I mean, they're nasty. Come on. And then Lindholm and Toffoli. I mean, the last two for me were really hard to pick, but I feel like those two are pretty strong too. Not as strong as Matthews and Marner or McDavid and Drysdale, but regardless, I think those are two pretty good picks.
So in the North, I kind of wish you didn't have to have defensemen because in this division, I'd be nine forwards and no defensemen except for the top pairings of every team. The defense in this division sucks. It's awful.
Yeah, for real.
Everyone's scoring seven goals a night. There is no defense.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Tyler Toffoli, Josh Anderson, they're not even on my team. Brock Besser. Like, these are all guys who are all-star caliber forwards, and there's no room for them because you have to have defensemen.
Yeah, honestly.
So, yeah, Matthews, McDavid, Marner, Draisaitl. And then for me, Elias Pettersson.
He's
a stud.
I would have picked him too. Obviously he was my seventh pick. Because I think he's a good player.
Yeah, and then I took Nick Ehlers. I think he doesn't get any credit for that Jets offense. I know they've Dubois now. They've got Scheifele, Wheeler, but I think Ehlers is really he's good. I mean, he scores a lot of goals. I know they got Kyle Connor too. But Ehlers is that first line winger that doesn't get talked about enough. And I think he's an all-star pick. I think you could have argued for any of those guys though. Like, you could have Scheifele in here. I wouldn't have.
You could shuffle in a lot of kids, I feel like. I think there would not be. You would not be losing anything if you matched some other guys out.
I think Edmonton's the only team that, other than McDavid and Draisaitl, they don't have another all-star forward.
Yeah, I agree.
Ryan Nugent-Hopkins is the closest thing they have, and he's not
You know,
good
I'm
enough.
sorry. I don't think he's that good. I
No,
really
I don't
don't.
either.
I don't think he he used to be, but I feel like he kind of like gone downhill, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think we have pretty similar picks, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Mine are obviously better when it comes down to the head-to-head with Subban, especially for the Central.
I think if we're looking at Central on Central,
I win easily.
I mean,
Easily.
it
Easily. My goaltending, easily.
I mean, our defense are very different. Our forward cores are very similar.
I feel like our Central's the only one that's really more different in the most.
I mean, that and I guess the East, we had some different picks.
True.
We had like two, three different guys in every division, but
Yeah.
like, I don't know. I would probably say my West team is better than yours, pretty
Pretty
confidently.
much the same, though.
Yeah, but those little differences, like Kaprizov, I picked up Kaprizov,
I don't know,
Kopitar, and
man.
Perron,
I don't know, man. I
and
don't know.
Chychrun. Like, I don't know. I feel like I have a little more offensive firepower than you.
Maybe,
But then
maybe.
again, you have like O'Reilly, so you'd have really good
Exactly.
shutdown. Like, can
Exactly.
you imagine O'Reilly and Mark Stone on the same line? No,
Dude,
you
telling
wouldn't
you.
get the puck out of your zone.
Exactly.
You make a pass, it's getting picked off, and then they're going in and
Exactly.
scoring on you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, our East was probably, or no, our North was the most similar. That,
I mean, rightfully so. Come on.
I mean, can you imagine the 3-on-3 skill? You put like McDavid with, I don't even know, Pettersson and like
You have to keep
Sh
McDavid and Draisaitl together, though.
I would change it up. I'd do McDavid, Pettersson,
Are you
Shabbat.
serious?
I'd go Matthews, Draisaitl, Petrie, and then Marner, Ehlers, and Barry.
I, you know, personally, ooh, you, here's the problem. I've never, you've, you would never see McDavid and Matthews play together, but I won't.
That would be cool.
But I feel like if you put McDavid, Matthews, and Hughes together, I think that would be kind of nasty. Just a whole offensive just shutdown team like that.
Wait,
I
I
think
want
that
to
would
see
be
what you
pretty
do with the
cool.
West. I personally, I would go.
I would go McKinnon and Rantanen. I think them together, like I like to keep the duos together because they roll well together, right?
So I would, but the Avs are terrible in overtime, and they put McKinnon and Ransom together, I think. So I would go McKinnon, Kaprizov, Makar, Rantanen, Kopitar, Theodore, and then Stone, Perron, and Chychrun.
You know, I can't argue with that one. I think that's pretty good. I don't really know who I would do. I think I, for me, I feel like I could just mix anybody. I'd be the coach that just rolls lines. All right, we're rolling.
Yeah,
So,
I mean, you could do that with any of these teams. They're so
yeah.
good. What about the East? Who would you pair there? I like seeing the guys from different teams play
Ouch.
together, so
Yeah.
that's why.
I don't know. Like, I would honestly, I would keep the same people together because they were so good together. Like Crosby and Gensel, I cannot split up. Same, and I feel like Marchand and Panarin would be kind of nasty together.
See, I'm totally the guy that's going Crosby, Ovechkin.
Dude, I don't think they would be good together, though.
It's Crosby setting him up the whole time.
I guess. I don't know.
That or ooh, Crosby Panarin, that'd be kind of gross. Cause they're both like multi-talented. I think that's what I do. I go Crosby, Panarin, Carlson, Ovechkin, Barzal, and Fox. Eesh. And then Reinhart, Pasternak, McAvoy. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Central though, Central. There's so many
Central, you know
duos.
what? I can't really make. I can't pick lines. I feel like anybody could be good together. I would just. I think I'm just gonna roll my Central.
I would run Barkov and Kane together for sure though. Honestly, my Central is my weakest team. I've
Yeah.
one center.
I'm sorry.
So we're
Yeah.
not winning any face-offs. So we're
But
trying
it's 3-on-3. Like, do
to,
you really need to win face-offs in
we're trying to get the
3-on-3?
puck the whole time,
I
man. Like,
mean, I don't know.
we're
I feel like.
forechecking hard. I'm not confident enough in my judgments of Rana and Robertson to know like who they'd be good with. I'd probably go like maybe Vrana, Huberto, and then DeBrinket Robertson. That'd be tough.
Yeah.
I'm very confident in my goaltending, though. Even though I don't have Vasilevsky in all my divisions. I don't know. Mike Smith is winning us the skills competition by scoring a full ice goal. So, yeah, I got the best puck handling in the league. So.
Okay.
I also have most shutouts in the league. Yeah, I have a lot of shutouts on this team. And then, yeah, I don't know, just all-around solid goaltending that I don't think you could mess with. You're not scoring on my goalies. It's just how it is. I have better defensemen defensively than yours. So that's where I think I take the cake.
I don't know, but then, yeah. I don't know. I just feel like if it's 3-on-3, you don't really need to be playing defense. So
it's part of the game, though. I mean, you get into those 1-on-1 battles, your big, strong defensemen are coming out on top, man.
Maybe. Who knows? Anything else you want to say about the All-Star teams? I think we really covered it all.
No, I mean, I think question of the day is going to relate to it.
I got the question of the day today. Oh. I'm going to steal your question of the day. Well, first off, I got two questions.
Well, if you're doing your question of the day, let's do mine now.
Okay, go ahead.
So, question of the day from me. If you could steal a player from the other's teams and put it on yours in place of somebody else, who are you doing?
Oh my gosh, dude, I hate you. That's such a hard choice.
I'm going Central Division, for sure.
Oh, and like bring people in from the Central?
So I already know what I'd do.
Okay, you say it.
I'd swap Aho and Robertson for me, for Central.
Aho and Robertson.
So I would take Aho instead of Robertson.
Okay. I don't know, that's hard. I don't know if I can really make a choice off of that. Let me see.
Stop him. Come on.
You know, I mean, even though you say I should switch out Lincoln in for Subban, I don't think I'm going to switch out anybody. I think I would keep my picks all the same. I really like my picks.
Confident.
So, yeah, I am confident. I don't think I need to replace anybody. So.
Robertson's my only regret.
Yeah, you know you like Aho. You know it. All right.
I at least know where he's from.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. All right. A little question for you is, I feel like we should start like recapping how our weekends go for games and stuff. What do you think? I know you had a game yesterday, so you want to let us know how that went?
Well, have you played recently?
Yeah.
Well, you played on the weekend.
I played on the weekend. Okay. So, three games this weekend. I mean,
Jesus.
Yeah. So we played. Played pretty bad, not gonna lie.
Who'd you play?
We played GBN twice and GBS once, and we came out 0-2-1, so, one tie.
It's tough. We didn't so tie.
We tied GBS and we lost to GBN twice. That was embarrassing. We had a little rough patch to say.
How are we looking on the points spectrum for you?
Points, I have. Let me think.
Oh, it
okay.
Point per game or no?
Yes, a goal and two assists.
Attaboy.
So I mean, I didn't do bad.
Contributing.
I contributed.
You guys get shut out at all?
No.
Okay.
No. Don't worry. Right, we didn't get shut.
What were the scores?
5-3 loss. Tough. 1-1 tie and 4-2 loss.
Okay.
So not awful, but not great, right?
You got too many of your offensively minded defensemen not playing any defense. 5-4 goals.
Oh yeah.
That's 9 goals in 2 games, kid.
Yeah, we kind of it was kind of a struggle, but this weekend should be better for us. I think we're gonna come back and kind of step
who
it
you
up.
Have lined up.
It should be Loyola. Whoa. And OPRF.
I take back what I said. You guys are going 1-1.
No, we tied Loyola last time. So, I don't know.
I think we played OPRF.
OPRF's supposed to be good this year, so we'll see. I'm not too sure how good they are. I've never played them, so
Yeah, I
who
mean,
knows?
it'll be a game.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
I think we might play York. I'm not too sure.
York's good.
Yes, so
York's always competitive.
that's who I got. Now let's talk about you. How did you do? You
So,
started last night, right?
yeah,
Okay.
we played, trying to think of who we played. I keep forgetting. Deerfield.
Oh,
Two
yeah.
tie.
How did that go? You tied Deerfield 2-2?
Yeah, I
Not
mean, they
bad.
kind of beat us with systems. Or tied us with systems, jeez.
Yeah.
We also had 7 penalties and they had none.
Oh, that's not good.
And they had 40 shots, so your boy, 38 saves.
Wow, 38 saves on 40 shots. Not
Yes,
bad.
sir. Killing penalties and stuff,
Good
but I
stuff.
also got to hand it to my defensemen. They helped me out, you know. We allowed a lot of shots, but, you know, they helped clear out some rebounds and whatever, did their jobs pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean,
Wait, what was I gonna ask you? Oh my gosh.
this is embarrassing.
I was gonna ask you something, but then I forgot it. That's just embarrassing. Yeah, let's forget I said that.
For anyone who listens to Spit and Chicklets as well, shout out to them. Great pod. Gavin's slowly becoming the Paul Bissonette of this podcast. English is just not your first language.
Yeah, I'm struggling. It's early this morning. Okay. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. And oh, okay, so here's my actual question of the day. Is what do you think is more important when it comes to like off ice training? Do you think like speed, agility, cardio, or do you think like weightlifting is more important?
Depends on what you're going for. For
Exactly.
Tom Wilson,
Exactly. What do you think is more
Tom
better?
Wilson's lifting weights. Nathan MacKinnon's doing cardio. I
Exactly.
don't know. So like a guy like it depends on how like where you're at, how you come into the league. So like someone like Ovechkin or Crosby, they're balancing all of that because
Yeah.
they're older, they are who they are, they're just trying to keep up what they currently have. They're not
Yeah.
trying to build. Whereas younger guys are always trying to build. So like someone like Elias Pettersson came into the league and was too small and was getting slammed to the ice. He had to bulk up. But he
Yeah.
also had to get faster. And they always say you get faster, stronger. So I think a lot of younger guys are probably doing a mix of both. I don't, it's hard to say what's more important than the other. I think for a goalie, speed and agility probably is more important than
I
overall
agree.
strength.
I
Because
agree.
if you're fast and you're explosive, which building the explosiveness is partially strength training, but it's a lot of plyometrics and stuff.
Yeah, it's more plyo.
Yeah, that's you just want to be fast and that's kind of it. Like, because
No.
even if you're not powerful, if you're fast, you're getting where you need to be quickly.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
what about for a player?
Yeah, it's kind of hard. I feel like it can be both ways. It depends on what kind of player you are. I feel like you do need to have like a basics in strength training because if you don't have anything and you're just gonna get tossed around a lot.
That's why I used the Pettersson example because he got beat
Yeah,
up pretty good his first year.
but you know, coming from someone who I'm more, since it's off season, I'm more weight training right now. Cardio is so important, and strength and speed and
Endurance.
agility, endurance is so important, man. I feel like honestly, I think it's much more important than weight training. I think you need to have that speed and endurance because if you don't, you're just done.
Although, here's the thing I see with that though, is younger kids only do the speed and stuff, and then they're fast in juniors and they can get around people, and in juniors you can kind of make those one-handed takeaways and stuff. In the NHL, it's a
Yeah.
grind. Like,
Yeah.
you don't just take the puck away from someone. Everyone's a battle. Like, a fourth line guy who doesn't do anything on the score sheet, you don't just take the puck from him and go and score.
Yeah,
Like,
exactly.
everything's a battle. And, like, the Avalanche have a perfect example. Last year, Makar kept getting banged up because he wasn't big enough. And this year, Bowen Byram's missed a ton of time because he's too small. He needs to bulk up. And then
Yeah.
we mentioned Pettersson getting slammed to the ice, and that was another suspension story. Not with Tom Wilson.
But yes, exactly.
You see these young guys coming to the league, and it's great. They're fast and all, but they can't keep up physically at all.
Yeah, so I feel like the bottom line is there needs to be a balance.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a hard question, right? Because it can go both ways. So
yeah.
All right. I mean, I think that wraps it up. We had a long talk today. Anything
else good, you feel good like we all need? All-star talk.
Yeah.
Teams are all better except for my central. Yeah. My central goaltending.
Yeah, no, my central runs your central, especially in goaltending. So.
I think my west smooths you over. My north makes your team look like a bunch of
peewees. Our north is the same, basically.
And my east team makes you look like you haven't played hockey before. So get over it. Sam Reinhart is dummying you.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, that wraps it up. Quick little note. If you guys want to be interviewed, please DM us on Instagram, Friday Night Hockey. We are looking to get interviews rolling since it's summer and people are more free during the summer, I guess. So
yeah, it's been a struggle to try to set up some interviews.
Yes,
right,
so
now.
Definitely let us know because we want to start getting interviews and that would be a lot of fun. And obviously check us out on Instagram, Friday Night Hockey. That's about it for little post credits. Do you have anything else?
No, that's it.
Perfect. Thank you guys for listening, and we will catch you next Friday.